This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Coming up in just a bit, we'll get back to talking about Bo Nix. We'll get back to talking about the Denver Broncos. So coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Ryan Edwards. He covers the Broncos with KOA in Denver. They are the Denver Broncos flagship station. Yesterday, we had Andrew Mason on the show. He covers the Broncos. He says that he believes this Broncos team could be the 2022 Minnesota Vikings.
What I would say for the Broncos is sometimes when you see a lot of these types of results, sometimes I do wonder, is this a little bit like the 2022 Vikings, for example, that they won an awful lot of close games in the regular season as a team that was emerging, and then they got into the playoffs, they played the Giants in the first game, and they lost? I mean, is it a team like that, or is it a team that keeps on winning as they get into December and into the postseason? I think that's a question that I'm not sure that we have the answer to right now.
So we'll get back to talking about the Broncos here coming up in a bit. But before we do that, so I am going to split this up. I have 10 overarching questions about the NFL. I've split them up between 10 NFC questions and 10 AFC questions. Let's get to my questions about the NFC. Hit the music! All right, one of my questions that I have right now about the NFC is, can San Francisco get healthy? I think San Francisco is one of the better teams in the NFC when they have everybody available. So far this season, they just haven't had everybody available a whole lot this season. I mean, if you look at their quarterback situation, I mean, Mac Jones has made 7 starts. Brock Purdy has only made 2 starts so far this season. They've been unable to really get Christian McCaffrey going because teams have just been loading up the box to stop him in the run game. But he is their leading receiver right now with 626 yards and a handful of touchdowns so far. I mean, outside of that, their running backs have been beat up. Their wide receivers have been beat up. That defense has been beat up. Sometimes it just happens like that throughout the course of an NFL season where your team just, the injury luck is not in your favor. We call it the wheel of misfortune. It lands on you and it lands on bankrupt and you just lose everything. It feels like it could potentially be that year for San Francisco, but they are as good as any team in the NFC when they're healthy. So far this season, Rob, they just haven't been healthy really that much.
I mean, I feel like that they're not Chargers level of like injury.
It's
like
close. It's real close to Chargers level of injuries.
They are definitely in the same area. Maybe they're in different neighborhoods.
Same area. They're in the same block. They live a couple houses down the street from each other.
It is very, very similar. Now, to the Niners' credit, they usually, when they are healthy, maximize it better than the Chargers do, but it is hard, even when they're healthy, for me to believe in the Niners. They just don't have any weapons. They don't have any umph at any position other than running back. And I just, I think Brock Purdy's fine. But I think Brock Purdy's fine and playable and Super Bowl caliber when you have Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle in his prime. I don't know he's that guy when it's Juwan Jennings, Sky Moore, and I don't know, Ricky Purcell at wide receiver. I just don't. So even if they get healthy, I have big questions about the Niners, but I don't think they ever seem to get healthy. That's not really a thing for the Niners.
My next question in the NFC is, who's going to win the NFC North? Right now, every team is above or at 500. Minnesota is the worst team in that division at 4-4, and they just have a -4 point differential. So they've been pretty competitive so far this season. The Bears are 5-3. I'm not really a believer in Chicago. Detroit is 5-3. Green Bay is 5-2-1. If you're asking me right now to pick a team, I'm going to pick the Lions because I think they've been the most consistent of all of these teams. We'll talk more about this because one of my other questions is, and I guess I can just tell you right now, question number three is, I don't know what to make of the Green Bay Packers. If every team plays their best, I think the Packers are the best team in the NFC. But I also don't know what version of the Packers you're going to get. This is a team that I think is capable of putting the beats on the Detroit Lions like they did earlier this season. This is also a team that can lose to the Cleveland Browns, tie the Dallas Cowboys, and then at home just look completely uninspiring against the Carolina Panthers. They got a big-time home game coming up on Monday Night Football against the Eagles. I just never know what version of the Packers you're going to get. So, two questions here. A, who's going to win the AFC North? Because that division is super competitive right now. And what version of the Green Bay Packers you're going to get? They're one of the biggest enigma teams right now in the league.
I don't think the Packers are bad. I'm going to answer these questions in reverse. I don't think the Packers are bad. I said it in August, and I said it when they added Parsons. I guess that was still in August. I just don't trust Jordan Love. And Jordan Love is one of the reasons why you don't know what they are. He did not look good on Sunday. Like, that's actually too nice. He looked bad against the Panthers on Sunday. And I know the Panthers are, you know, feisty and 5-4, and they are better than we anticipated. Actually, I think you had the Panthers being pretty good this year, so credit to you for seeing the vision with the Panthers, at least the halfway point. But at home at Lambeau Field, you should not be losing to the Packers, and especially that defense. And Jordan Love just wasn't good. So I think one of the reasons people are worried about the Packers is it's a lot of the same things people worry about with the Broncos, just to a different level. They have the defense. That Packers defense is real. So they have the offense. The Packers at least give you glimmers of it, but it doesn't seem to ever sustain. And I would also say with your question about the NFC North, didn't everything you just say about the Packers apply to the Lions? Like, explain the Lions to me. Because there are weeks where I think, oh, they are world beaters. They are headed to Santa Clara. Watch out for this team. And then there are other weeks where I think to myself, they're just okay. They're just kind of in the middle in the NFL. Like, they didn't look great against Kansas City, walking wounded, okay. They didn't look good last week against Minnesota, but there have been weeks this year, I think, like when they blew out the Bears, where you think, oh man, no one can stop Detroit. I think everything you said about the Packers also applies to the Lions, because why are they not better than they are right now?
So far, my questions in the NFC is, can San Francisco stay healthy? Who is going to win the NFC North? And also, what to make of the Green Bay Packers that have been one of the more hot and cold Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde teams so far this season in the National Football League? Two more questions. Number one, can the Eagles get Saquon Barkley going? They are special when he's special. If you look at the month of October, so the three games before the Giants game, Saquon Barkley had 36 carries in those three games for 132 yards and didn't score a touchdown in those games. In the final game of the month against the Giants, 14 carries for 150 yards. The first time this season that he has run for over 100 yards. So far this season, Saquon's just been okay. He has 500 yards rushing. He is averaging 4.1 yards per carry. Last year, he averaged almost 6 yards a carry. He only has 4 touchdowns, and I'm guessing a lot of you took Saquon Barkley number one overall in your fantasy leagues. If Saquon doesn't get going, the Eagles cannot win the Super Bowl. Their offense works when Jalen Hurts and Saquon run the football effectively, and then it opens things up for the passing attack. So if that's the Saquon that you can expect moving forward, then the Eagles are the favorite in the NFC. If it's not, they're just one of the teams that could potentially come out of the NFC.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
FC.
Let me ask you this, and maybe it's premature. Do you think it's possible Saquon might not have another one of those special seasons in him? Because
he's not so far.
His stats look pretty mediocre
for
this
sure.
season. He definitely looks regular, and the Eagles paid him this offseason to be transcendent. Now, me and you both knew he was never going to live to that contract because he's a running back and there's only so many hits on your body, et cetera, et cetera. But they still anticipated him being a 1,000-yard workhorse, we can lean on him type of guy. And I remember when they gave him the contract, people were saying he's more like Derrick Henry. He's not going to age. He's so good. Man, he looks like a regular running back in the NFL. He looks like when the Eagles had Miles Sanders or worse. And that Eagles team wasn't great with Miles Sanders. So are we sure he can turn it around? I know he had the one superb season, but his Pro Football Reference page is littered with great season, injury, misses time, great season, injured, misses time. Like, are we sure he's ever going to get back to Saquon anytime soon?
Yeah, we'll certainly find that out. So that is my fourth question right now about the NFC. The last one here is about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will know everything we need to know about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when we head into Thanksgiving. Listen to the three games that they have coming up. Home against the Patriots, on the road against the Bills, on the road against the Rams. I mean, you can't really play a much more difficult stretch of games than those three ones that they have coming up. You play three playoff teams, three contending type teams in the National Football League. I like this Bucs team. I think they are one of the more fun teams to watch. They only have losses to Philadelphia and Detroit. Certainly no reason to hang your head when talking about those games. I mean, they're in a division that you should be able to gobble up wins. But you kind of got to get past this schedule, because if you get past these three games, if you are the Bucs, and let's say you go 2-1 in that stretch, they'll be favored in every game the rest of the way. And we could be talking about the team that ends up being the one seed in the NFC. So those are my five questions. Can San Francisco ever get healthy? Who is going to win the NFC North? Can the Eagles get Saquon Barkley back to what he was last season? What do we make of the Green Bay Packers that have been very hot and cold? And can the Tampa Bay Buccaneers navigate this three-game stretch that they have coming up in the month of November? And if they do it, I think we're looking at potentially the best team in the National Football League. That is what I have right now as my five questions in the NFC.
Let me ask you a quick question about the Bucs in that stretch, and then we'll get back to the Chiefs, or I guess the Broncos in the AFC West with Bo Nix. Do the Bucs have an out? Because their injury report is littered with guys you know the name of. Bucky Irving.
For sure.
Hurt. Chris Godwin, hurt.
Yeah, Evans.
Hassan Reddick, hurt. Like, Mike Evans is on IR right now. I know Vita Vea has been battling injury. Like, Hassan Reddick, like, they have a bunch of injured players. Like, you're right, we'll know all the answers by Thanksgiving, but the answers might be when healthy, the Bucks are good, but when injured, we don't know. Because I can see them going 1-2 in that stretch, 1-3 in that stretch, because they don't have their bodies, they don't have their people. Like, I could see the Patriots win this weekend against a beat-up Bucks team. I could see a Bills team taking advantage of the fact that they're the walking wounded, and then they get healthy in December and heat up. Like, I'm not as certain that we will have the answer to the question with the Bucks, because I don't think their health is going to be in place for a little bit.
Yeah, that's just kind of the National Football League and kind of how you got to navigate this thing. I'm going to say this. You trust them to potentially go on the road in some of the cold weather environments that exist. Like, you trust Tampa Bay to go on the road against Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I think a lot of it is predicated on them being at home, them having control, them being the best team in the NFC. I mean, the pathway is certainly there for Tampa Bay. You just got to navigate these injuries. You've done a decent job of it so far. Let's see if you can handle it these next 3 weeks with those games on the schedule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.